Welcome everyone here to the meeting, and hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure that their mobile phones are turned to off or switched to silence, and the use of the mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussions of in committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for the second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligation under a councillor's code of conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in an item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on the item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considered any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure that your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure, if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use that chat facility to indicate your wishes to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to their instant messaging to follow the letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the chat facility so that we are aware this is an activity decision that does not indicate connectivity problems. So members, once again, you're very welcome here to the meeting today. Sorry for the problems that we're having in the chamber here. And the sooner we're all back in the chamber together, the better. And I'm going to put out that all members should be back in the meeting for the last meeting of the year. And that's the next meeting. That brings us on. Any apologies? Conor Mallon has an apology in. And Pinchler. Okay. And then that brings on a declaration of interest. Any declaration of interest? If there is anything further on in the meeting, then you need to declare it. Action sheets, Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism Committee meeting on the 16th of January. It's all attached. So, anybody anything to say about it? Terry, go ahead, Terry.
I can't hear him.
Just hold me a minute, Terry.
He's muted.
Use the computer, Mike.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Thanks. I'm not too sure what way things are going. Technology is great when it's working. Well, anyhow, I'm happy to propose the action sheet and in particular like to comment on Jane Shore. I say delighted to see that the works have commenced. I know I love my walking and whatever, and I can't wait to see the work completed there, and I look forward to getting out to enjoy those lovely trails along with so many other countless people who will be coming along to Jane Shore and beyond. And hopefully that's the start of good things to come. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, have we got a second for that? Yeah, seconds by Councillor Corn. Has anybody else had to raise on it? Sorry, David, you were just too far behind Dermot this time. Okay, That brings us on to the notice of motions. And I've been asked by Councillor Sharman, as he's attending another meeting, could he go first? Councillor Enright, you take it, you're happy enough with that?
Chair, I'm here to propose the motion, and I think David Lee's here to second it. So, I wanted to talk to it, you know.
Yeah, but you're happy enough to let Councillor Sharman go first with his motion.
Yes, I see. He's got a motion after me.
He's in a hurry to another meeting. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Perfectly
okay.
All right. Thank you.
Right. That brings us on to item number 5. Notice of motion, the former district council building. And, Gareth, I'll hand over to you at this point.
Yeah, Chair, do you want the officer to go through the report, or are you happy me do my spiel first?
Well, I think you should do yours first for a notice of motion.
Okay. All right, perfect. Chair, I'll not reread the motion out, and thank you to yourself allowing me to go first on Councillor Enright's agreement. Chair, the Downpatrick Union Workhouse admitted its first inmates on September 17, 1842, and it was designed to house 1,000 inmates across what was an 11-acre site. The history of the Downpatrick Workhouse and those who worked in it is an important part of our heritage and the lived experience within the Lochiel area. It is an important story that needs to be told, and the lives of those who lived in it must be remembered. The connection of the workhouse is not only to Downpatrick, but the wider Lochiel and surrounding area. It is recorded that committees for Clough and Saul had soup kitchens in 1847, and similarly famine relief meetings and fund notices in Dunsford, Bally and Inch. The public records of Northern Ireland have the full admissions and discharge registers from 1842 to 1948. The workhouse regime ended in July 1948 when the National Health Service and the Welfare State began. The workers became the Coyle Hospital. The history of the workhouse is so important to Downpatrick, and with the recent work being undertaken for the development of the new Down High, as being recorded as groundbreaking archaeological discoveries in Ireland. Initial works uncovered an Irish famine graveyard, but as the archaeologists dug deeper, they discovered one of the largest prehistoric settlements ever discovered on the island of Ireland. An urn from 2000 BC, 950 burials are from the workhouse, which had passed away Bronze Age in 19th century. Back in 2012, the Down reporter had a piece in relation to a Bernard Piper, who was placed in the workhouse in 1940. He only stayed 18 months before scaling the perimeter wall and making his escape. He recalled the conditions and even that his cousin Cecil died in the workhouse when he was 2.5 years old. The detail he shared showed the conditions that those who lived there faced and the hardship experienced. The proposed project and outcomes by the officer shows how important we as a council recognise the workhouse to our heritage history. There is also an opportunity to work with the Down High and the archaeologists off the dike when the 950 bodies are reinterred as part of the commemorative event planned. The most important part of it will be to know the history of the people of the workhouse and their names to be known and their history told. Chair, just to speak to the officer's report, I would like to thank them very much for the serious consideration of my motion and the well-detailed project plan that they put forward to the committee for approval. It shows, as I stated, the importance that we recognise of the workhouse and the people that lived and worked in that workhouse. Chair, I'm happy to move my motion to the committee for approval. Thank you.
Right, just before we go with that business, Gareth, I'm going to bring Andy Patterson at this stage.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, hopefully everyone can hear me okay. Essentially, yeah, the following the receipt of the notice of motion, the report sets out a proposal to deliver a heritage project on the history of the workhouse, as Gareth has spoke to. So, Chair, I'm content at this stage to take any further questions from members, or if not, the report can be put forward for approval.
Councillor Curran, I see you had a proposal in there.
can't hear you, Dermot.
Hold a minute, Dermot. You're.
Can't hear.
Gone with it.
Go ahead, Dermot.
It makes sense.
What?
That's
you, Dermot. Yes, Chairman, I would like to propose the Heritage Project on the history and development of the Downpatrick Workhouse as detailed in the report. Chair, this is a very interesting situation that we find ourselves in here. As chair, this was the former Down District Council offices and had a significant history to play. It was opened in 1841 as a workhouse and was run by a board of guardians with a limited amount of money to run it. Conditions were often very harsh, and other facts during the famine, this had often had 1,000 inmates. So we need to carry out this full research to find out all about this interesting fact.
Okay, Councillor Corn, thanks for that. Councillor Trainer, are you happy to second it?
Chair, very happy to second it. I think Gareth and Dermot have both rightly put out, you know, why it's so important to bring this forward and why it's important that officers do take the necessary measures. I suppose we're quite lucky with the rich heritage that we have in the Downpatrick and wider Downpatrick area and the Lochiel area and certainly across this district. And, you know, there's a reason why we have the museum and there's a reason why the exhibits that we have in the museum are on show to the public. It does reach back into times forgotten. It does give an idea of where some of our ancestors may have found themselves, and it's something that can, I suppose, it links us directly with what our past was and what our shared heritage is. So yes, this is extremely important, and obviously there has been a lot of interest over recent years given the archaeological digs that have taken place on what is the proposed new Down High site and certainly at the old council offices. So very much in support of this and second it, Chair.
I think it is a very good motion, and I'm happy enough to support it as well. So, is anybody else anything to say to it? I don't see anybody else coming in. I take it everybody's happy then to approve it. There's no objections. Okay, Gareth, that has been approved and passed.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, I'll let you get on to another meeting there. Cadogan. Item number 5, or item number 4.
I'm back with now. Thanks, Chair.
Your newest motion is the business improvement of the district.
That's right. So, yes, I'm proposing it since Andrew originally proposed it, isn't a member of this committee. And David Lee is seconding it. So, the motion is this council recognises the important role that business improvement districts can play in promoting regeneration, leading economic development, and providing a collective voice for local businesses. It recognises the excellent work already being done by Newry Bid, as it is going to serve as an exemplar for bids across the district. Council will use its human or other resources to enthusiastically welcome and support plans to establish new bids across the district, especially in our main towns, Chair. So, Chair, the officer recommendation is fine, but it's a bit apathetic. We should be encouraging bids and making a clear statement that we will support them if the business case stacks up, and not simply considering them when the proposals arrive, as the officer recommendation suggests. But in principle, the officer's recommendation is fine. We don't expect the council to do everything, and in a bid, and a bid is the perfect way for businesses to pool their resources and leverage their collective voices to draw down further funds. That's what Newry's been able to do. The bid enables them to get things done on the ground the council may struggle to deliver in a an efficient or cost-effective manner. Bids are actually the perfect partners for councils because they can deliver with council additional services and draw in additional funds. So I would have thought that management would be a tiny bit more enthusiastic with their endorsement of the proposal. I think we've all lamented the lack of officer support for a town centre manager, particularly say Downpatrick. And I would highlight that BID is an excellent way to get a town centre manager without council having to fund it. I know I can reference the Newry BID being a great success, and Eamon Connolly as the fantastic BID manager over in Newry, and he's been very supportive of proposals to create one in Downpatrick. And Downpatrick is indeed the perfect place for a BID, given the ongoing regeneration group, which is trying to make its voice heard as to the future of what Downpatrick Town Centre might look like. And I can reference a very well attended public meeting in Downpatrick and Denver's Hotel, where all present thought a BID would be a good idea, and there was a clear agreement from the chair of the Regen group that this will be tabled for discussion at the next Downpatrick Regen meeting. Chair, I would ask councillors to note that businesses need support to get a BID off the ground. Other successful BIDs in Northern Ireland got council support to get going. Belfast, Coleraine, Strabane, Enniskillen, Ballymena all benefit from either Department for Communities or council support in getting going. Chair, could I suggest a small amendment to the recommendations by officers? And perhaps we could ask the officers to agree that they will write to the Department of Communities to see if there's any intention to bring back the fund to help BIDs in towns that don't already have them. Could I ask management to add this to the recommendations, Chair?
Okay, I'll ring Jonathan.
We can write if that's what you require, but I'm not aware that there ever was a fund from DFC to support the establishment of a BID. The paper that has been tabled was outlines the process. It is effectively a levy on the rates of the businesses already there, and it's something that the thrust of the report is emphasising the need of businesses to want to do this, as opposed to councils leading the way in terms of creating a BID. The businesses need to know what they want from a BID, and they need to agree that they're prepared to support the BID through the ballot process. The recommendation from the officers is really saying that the council will support proposals that come forward for BIDs with a viable action plan, and the council will play its role in voting in that BID process. But the desire to want to pay an additional levy needs to come from those who pay the rates bills, and the council will have a vote and will be a rate payer in many BID areas, as they are in Newry, and pay a significant levy to that. But it's what the BID, establishing the BID and the levy is one thing. It's what you do with the money and what you propose to do with the money. The businesses need to agree that. That is
yes, I agree, Chair. The council is funding a Regen group in Downpatrick at the moment, trying to envisage what the future might be. So if the Regen group comes back with a proposal, we'll have to consider it. But can I ask, since most of the early bids were funded by the Department of the Communities, going back 2 or 3 years, going back 5 or 6 years ago, I also noticed that any of the bids that came up for a re-vote by businesses were all voted back in again with 80% or 90% majorities by the businesses in Belfast, Coleraine, Enniskillen and other towns. So they're obviously very popular amongst businesses. So could I ask just that be added so that councils will add a note that they will write to the Department of Communities to see if funding will come back to help support the setting up of BIDs in the future?
You can ask that question, yeah.
Thank you. So that's it, Chairperson. Other than that, I'd welcome the officer recommendation with that addition. Thank you.
Okay, have you got a second for that?
David Lees is seconding.
David, you're seconding.
I'm seconding, yeah.
Okay. Who has it? Gary Stokes, you have a comment to make?
Yeah, Chair, no, just to endorse what Councillor Enright's saying, I mean, the Newry BID was, the council were instrumental. I mean, if people cast their minds back in the setting up of the Newry BID, and, you know, just in, with all respect to Jonathan, you know, and he would remember himself, they didn't just wait and vote. They were instrumental in partnership with the local businesses. It was the old Newry City Centre Management was involved, and then so in partnership with Newry Chamber as well. The council were very proactive. I mean, I remember being at the launch of the bid in it was in Finnegan and Son, I think around 2014, maybe 2015. But the council were at the centre of that. Definitely not a spectator. So just to endorse what Councillor Enright is saying, Chair. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for that, Gary. Councillor Trainer.
Thanks, Chair. And I suppose, you know, it would be hard not to support, you know, the principle of the motion, you know, that council will be supporting businesses that are wanting to set up business improvement districts, because obviously you do see the good work that happens in Newry, you do see the hard work that was in to making that good work come to fruition. I suppose, thinking again of Downpatrick, I know that maybe, and Jonathan can enlighten us a little bit more, but I know that whenever councillors Kern, Sharvin and myself had put forward to have the town centre manager, the idea of a bid had been put to businesses in the area, and I know that I heard Councillor Enright say that, you know, there was overwhelming support in a meeting that he had attended in Danvers, but obviously we had been told differently prior from officers. So maybe can Jonathan maybe clarify, you know, if they've had discussions before with businesses in Downpatrick around the idea of a bid and what came of that. But, you know, I think what he's getting at is 100% on the button. You know, council should be supporting those who wish to make business improvement districts, you know, a thing within a town. You know, they can only do good. And as I say, all you have to do for us locally is look towards Newry as the example there. But no, if Jonathan could just clarify, as I say, with regards, you know, whenever we were going through the motions of what to do with regards to the town centre regeneration in Downpatrick and the aspect of a bid and whether the conversations had brought any fruit there.
Jonathan, the issue really was around, sorry, I'm getting feedback. The issue in Downpatrick was that was raised, but was predominantly was around what would a bid do, and that's why we are our town centre manager. So that was the route that has gone down. The issue of the town centre manager hasn't been ruled out. The issue was what would a town centre manager do, and this is where this piece of work through the regeneration working group was to establish priorities and find the best way forward given the work that's going on. So that was the rationale for the route that has been taken as a result of the notice of motion that was brought before the council at the time. So it was around establishing priorities that the local business community and wider community of Downpatrick could buy into and support, and then find the best route forward to deliver that.
Okay.
Sorry, Chair. I think maybe Jonathan misunderstood what I was asking. I know obviously the process that's went through, but at a point in time, and I could be remembering very wrongly here, Chair, but I do remember officers coming to us previously and telling us that, you know, businesses weren't in favour of a bid. And obviously we're hearing from Councillor Cadogan Enright tonight that that's not the case. And, you know, there were businesses that were in favour of the aspect of a bid in Downpatrick. And I just want to get what is the clear picture here of, you know, is it a case of we're being told one thing one day and another thing another day? We have to be very clear, because if we're going to go ahead and support this motion and we're talking about supporting the development of bids across this district, well, the first thing we need to do is we need to be sure that we're clear on the fact that there is support for such a thing to happen in the town centres, because obviously it is a very big undertaking, as has been outlined within the report. It is a big undertaking, and it can be a big undertaking for businesses, especially now when we're in a cost of living crisis, when we're seeing people face mountain rises in their rates, rises in the cost of produce. You know, I think it's just important that, you know, we're clear on, especially when we're talking about that specific issue for the Downpatrick one, you know, what was the feedback that officers had received whenever a bid was put to businesses through the meetings that had been taking place by council officials and businesses?
At the time the ongoing engagement, there was the bigger question was what would a bid do? It's before there would be support for it. There were people in support of a bid, there's others not in support of the bid, but others not fully appreciative or fully understanding of what a bid would do. So it's a bit like the cart before the horse. You don't agree to a bid, and Newry bids, none of the bids that are in place are agreed upon until such times as an action plan is brought forward to say what a bid would, a manifesto
or a business plan as to what a bid would deliver. At that point, then you establish whether the bid is successful or not. The bid could be successful, the bid might not be successful based on that ballot. And that was the view that was reflected at the time, was, well, what are the priorities, or what would be the plan? Hence why we're doing the piece of work that we're doing in Downpatrick.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks, Jonathan.
Glenn.
Thanks, Chair. I was just listening to everything everybody was saying. In general, I would be in favour of the bids. The question I would ask Jonathan, how many areas would he see in the Newry Morning Down district area that would really fit the criteria? Because I know I was over in Scotland that time, and we did it quite a bit. I think maybe, Robert, you were on that trip there to Fife in Scotland as well, were you?
Yes, the planning.
Yeah. To be quite honest with you, the businesses really do have to buy into this, because the larger the business, the more money they're giving into it. And it did bring some benefits to it. That at the same time, I believe what Gary Stokes said is right. So it is, the council pretty much led everything to do with the bid in Newry. If they hadn't put the effort into it, I don't believe it ever would have happened. I honestly don't think it ever would have happened. Now, everything news are saying here is revolving around Downpatrick. In saying that there, I would say there's more business going on in Kilkeel than there is, to be quite honest, in that general area. I'm not trying to put Downpatrick down. In business sense, Jonathan, what areas, if this was to be pushed forward, would you suggest could be considered?
Norman, it would be, this is back to the point that we're making, it's a decision for the businesses in the area. The size of the bid, the number of businesses that are in the bid, is dependent on the bid area in Newry was decided by the businesses that wanted to go forward. The council did not just draw a map and say that's your bid area. Your bid can be one district, one street, it can be the whole of the town. If you look at Belfast, there's different bids for different sections of the city centre. You carve it up, or you decide the bid area, the businesses themselves, as to what that bid is. The issue around the money that's generated then goes back to the valuations that are on the property and the levy that's imposed. So the bigger the area, the more rates you bring in, but then the bigger area you have to service as part of your action plan. So that's where we're saying it needs to be the businesses agreeing the boundary, as opposed to a council coming in with a map and drawing a red line around it, because that's not the way it works. And any town centre can have a bid if their businesses are prepared to pay the levy. There's not a, you don't rule out, the issue is that in some instances your bid area would get so small that the levy wouldn't pay for the staff to implement it or action. So it's getting that balance. You know, the Newry is a fairly extensive area within the city centre. Try to reflect that in the paper and the resource that comes with it. So the bigger the resource, the bigger the area you make it, but the more people you have to convince and the more people you have to deliver for as a result of paying into that bid.
Yeah, so I would agree with
that's
you.
That's where we're trying to say it's not about drawing a line on a map and coming in and saying we're going to have a bid in that area. The businesses need to agree that. The great payers in that area need to agree that and need to agree what they want out of it, because they'll all have different functions. The council's role will be to ensure that that the services are additional and aligned to the strategies that are already in the area, and the council can play its role in that delivery. There's no question about that. The point we're making is that's where the area needs to be defined by the businesses.
Thanks, John. You're a long talker there. Every time I thought you were finished, you started again. Now, just on that, John, how much would the council invest their time and money? We have no idea to get the Newry bit off the ground.
The council made a contribution to, they were requested to make a financial contribution towards the costs of developing the bid in Newry. But I don't know what the full cost would be because it wasn't directly involved. But the Chamber of Commerce at the time and the town centre manager led that process. The council were asked for a contribution and made it towards that, but it wouldn't have covered the whole cost of it.
So in other words, John, the business, there has been a significant number of businesses prepared to invest in it and push the whole agenda forward. So I think, Cadogan, to be quite honest with you, yes, I'd be very much in favour of it, but you need to have a really, really good buy-in for this to move forward locally in whatever area it is. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. I think I don't see anybody else wishing to speak. Wally. Go ahead. Wally, you must be on mute for don't hear you. Mr. Clark.
All right, Charlie.
Yeah, go ahead now.
Yeah. I'm having problems with internet.
We're all having that tonight, don't worry, keep going. Sorry, Wally, you're away again, we don't hear you.
I'll leave my camera off. Stay with me.
Sorry, Wally, we don't hear you at all. Hello, Wally, do you hear me? No good, Wally. No. You're gone, Wally.
Chair, do you want me to summarise, or we just accept the officer's report?
Be very brief, because I put the vote here now, yes or no.
Well, I'm suggesting we accept the officer's report with the amendment that we write to the Department of Communities to see when funding will be next available for bids. I notice the way the report has been worded, any town, Newcastle, Kilkeel or anywhere else, could approach council to have a bid in their area. So basically it's an open door, allowing any town or area in the district to approach council for support in carrying out a referendum on a bid. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks for that. Wally, I'll give you another go. Do you hear me? Sorry, Councillor, I can't get the whole of Wally Clark, so we're going to have to go with it. Everybody in favour of it? Anybody objecting to it? No, I think we're all in favour. Okay. That's it. We all look to be in favour of it. Right, that brings us on to item number 6. The artisan market. Who's taking it, Jonathan?
Sorry, Chair. Technical, getting switched over there. Sorry. Chair, the report has been tabled, which gives you a brief update of, as to where we are in terms of the rollout of artisan markets across the district. And it's an exercise that's been ongoing now for a number of years, Chair, so there's a fairly detailed report there updating it. So as the key recommendations are at this stage, Chair, is to impose a £5 reduction in the costs of the stands for the current financial year, and as a result of recent changes, we carry out an expression of interest to look at for a new delivery agent of the Newcastle market. So those are the two key recommendations, Chair, contained within the report.
Okay, thanks for that. See, we have a proposal for David Lee sort on the question. David.
Thank you, Chair. Alliance, as in myself as well, support the recommendations. My question is, what steps council will be taking to better support food producers to help diversify the markets? Basically, they become overrun with crafts that people only really buy during Christmas time. Could do with more stalls where people buy the same products on a regular basis, and perhaps needing to change things up more often, as in not just having 3 bakery stalls and no hot food. Thanks.
No, you need to make it a proposal because you didn't say it.
All right. It's really just more of a question for the officer, because I'm happy with the report and the update. It's really just a question to the officer, really. About is there any plans to sort of like diversify the market stalls and also to encourage more people to come, more stalls to have.
We have a service level agreement in place to deliver these markets, so we continue to work with the delivery agent to try to support that activity, to look at how we can better always learn from your experiences. So it's an ongoing process. I suppose the reduction in the fees is an attempt to try to address some of that, because the market's just becoming challenging for some of the operators. So it is ongoing. The council also has a range of business support programs that are there to support our small businesses. So there are other initiatives there to support. Sure. So we continue to work with this to try to improve the quality as we go forward. Sure, but it's a constantly moving target to improve, but we do work with the agent.
Okay, help me out, David.
Yes, thank you so much.
David, are you still making us a proposal or not?
Yes, I'm happy to propose this item, yeah.
Okay. Gary Stokes, I see your second.
Yeah, second, Chair. Thank you.
Lennon Holly, you've got a question.
There's an awful lot over there, Robert. I don't know what's
going on. Can you ask about it? I'm talking on a puppet here, so you just get on with it.
Just on this here to Jonathan, you're proposing to reduce it from £35 CR to £30. I'm just looking at Newcastle in particular, Sam. Now, there's only 14 theatres there, and your income from it is £490 now. If you reduce them by that there, would the service level agreement have to come down in the same proportion?
I'm not proposing that, sir. At this stage, it's just an attempt to try to get more interest in the market and bring more traders in, is the thrust of why it's being proposed.
You'll have to reduce it down to nothing. You get one more traders in there if you're going to keep doing that. There's no way to run a operation, so it's not. I think £35 is cheap enough.
But sir, that's from the discussion that we've had with the delivery agents to try to move us forward.
Just, Chair, we are subsidising this substantially as it is. I think we shouldn't reduce from 35 to 30.
Okay. I see Cadogan and Wright has got a conflict of interest. Dermot, have you anything to say to it?
Very briefly, Chair. This one has been very successful over Dunpatrick and Uri, Warren Point, especially. I'd agree with what the proposal is to get there and get out as soon as possible with a reduction in the fees to try and attract more people and more traders to come to it, and to see what has to be done now to improve the business case, to go out and find a person that's going to support and bring in Newcastle.
Okay. Councillor Hunter, you're against this.
Yes, I'm against it, Rob.
This thing's playing its own game here. Okay, do you all hear me again? Right. Okay.
Yes,
right. Then Hannah's against it. Are we going to do yes or no vote? Okay. You're not making a proposal on Redland. You're just against it. Okay. Right. Well, where do we go with this, Johnny? Yeah, it's been proposed and seconded, and Glenn is just against it. He wants to note it, and we'll move on in. That's okay. Isn't that right? That brings it on to number 7, Killalea Revitalization Mural Project. Who's taking that?
Sure. Yeah, this is a part of your small settlement scheme that we're rolling out across the district. It's a recommendation that we enter into a service level agreement with Killalea Development Association to develop to deliver a mural project as part of the revitalisation action plan that has been agreed by the steering group in Killalea. Sure. The cost is £6,750 and is contained within the grant aid package that's available through the small settlement scheme.
Okay. Terry. All right. David. You bring a report.
Yeah, I'm happy to propose. I think all of us in Rowallan, all the Rowallan councillors, I think we're all in agreement. This is an amazing development. It will definitely bring the younger generations on board to own their little town, basically. And with this mural, it will breathe more life into it. So, thank you. Happy to propose.
Sorry, you
were second thought there. Thanks very much. I'm happy to second that we do go ahead with the recommendations outlined in the paper and say this is the third mural of its type in Killalea. I can remember the one on Plantation Street before the old mill development was built. The former mill wall from Catherine Street right up Plantation Street had the longest mural of its type, focusing on Killalea's history and citizens, and featured on the BBC, and my late grandparents from Killalea were interviewed at the time about it. And there's another mural in the town featuring Killalea's footballers over the decades who went on to greater things in the world of soccer. So great to see. Echo the sentiments expressed by Councillor Searcher and also support the recommendations to move this forward. So thanks.
Okay. Everybody happy with that? I'm also supporting it, as you see. I thought I was going to be able to propose it, but Davey got off to a head start there. So everybody in agreement with that? Okay, that brings us on then to item number 8, the Regional Future Business Support Programme. Jonathan?
Chair, your report details progress that has been made around the new Entrepreneurship Support Services Programme being developed term. This will be, in essence, will replace, it's been funded through Shared Prosperity Fund and will replace our old ARDF funded programmes, Chair. Recommendation is to note the progress of the development of the scheme so far, which has been reported at previous stages to the committee, and we're seeking approval as part of the application process to confirm the council's match funding in the current financial year, which has been secured, and next financial year, subject to rate estimates, Chair.
Okay, thanks.
All are in the report.
Thanks for that, John. Okay. I see. Gary, you have made a proposal?
Yeah, proposed, Chair. Much needed. Thanks.
Okay. Terry, second it?
Yes, I'm happy to second my colleague's proposal.
Okay. Everyone in agreement with that? Okay. Thanks for that. We'll move on then to item number 9, to number 12. 9 to 12 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland, 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may be resolution to be excluded during these items of business. And I'm looking for a proposal to begin the closed session. Proposal of Councillor Curran, second for Councillor Andrews. Okay. We have to wait now to see if everybody's out. I take it everybody's in now. No. Yeah. Oh, I already done it. Okay. Louise. Well, the better on. Okay. Right. Well, let's go for Jonathan. I'm bringing you in to give us an update.
Item number 9, service level agreements, letters of offer for financial year 2023-2024. On the proposal of Councillor Stokes, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to approve the list of service level agreements for 2023-24 as detailed in point 2.1 of in the report above. Item number 10, Carnarvon Lock Greenway, on the proposal of Councillor Stokes, seconded by Councillor Hart, it was agreed to approve the business case for Carnarvon Lock Greenway site investigations and the appointment of a supplier through a pan-government collective framework agreement to complete the works. Item number 11, Tourism Northern Ireland Learning Journey, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Howell, it was agreed to note the contents of the report. Item number 12, Tourism Northern Ireland-led Product Development Programme 2022-23, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Howell, it was agreed to note the content of the report.
Okay, thanks for that, Jonathan. That brings it on to 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18 are all for noting. And as proposed by Councillor Corn and seconded by Councillor Andrews. Councillors, this has been a very difficult meeting tonight. It's like been talking inside a bucket here. And thank yous for hanging in with us and staying with us. But I was just hoping for the next meeting that you should all turn up to the chamber. So can I just thank yous very much once again. And for the people that's here, a safe journey home.
Are you putting a big feed on for us at the next dinner, next meeting?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a box of stuff here. If you'd have been here, you would have got it.
Well, that wouldn't be much good, Doss. I reckon we'd eat a good big steak dinner.
A turkey one?
I would have steak.
All right. There's no harm in that, I'm hoping. Right. Oh, Councillor Tanner, sorry, you had a comment.
I second Glenn for the steak.
Thanks, right. Big Henry. Thanks, Robert. There's a farm up there, and I was here. He just catch a couple of cows there, so he got somewhere.
Councillor Tanner, you had a question before I hit this button and switch it off.
I wasn't going to instruct you there, Chair, and full throw. I thought it would be very rude of me to do so.
You were thinking about steak yourself, right? Go ahead.
I know. No, it was in relation to the parking throw measures and assessment process, Chair, but I'll tell you what I'll do, because I don't want to... Obviously, there's technical issues tonight. I'll raise it with the council officials. I'll raise it with Gary McCurry, so we'll tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Thank
okay, councillors, anyone that's in the chamber, a safe journey home.